Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on getting a better financial aid package. With us is Brian Greenberg. Mr. Greenberg is a CPA and a certified college planning specialist. He previously hosted College Bound, a television program that aired in the Delaware Valley and throughout Pennsylvania. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Tell me, with college costs soaring, are there things that you can do, either as a student or the parent of a student, to enhance how much financial aid you get?
Absolutely. And the reality is the game has changed. In the old days, and to some extent now, I'll get into it, it used to be that if you had financial need, and depending on the school that you applied to, they would award you and reduce the cost of tuition based upon your financial need. And to some extent, that still applies. But the game has really changed because of the soaring cost of college education. And it's really focusing more than ever today on what I call merit aid. And merit aid is just that. If you're a good student, and you've done all the bells and whistles that the school's liking you and they want you to go to their school, they'll find ways to discount tuition or, in essence, have you pay less to go to school.
Now, for those families that are upper middle income, upper income, and they think that, you know, based on our income level, we can't get financial aid, is that a misnomer?
Well, again, based on my previous answer, that because the focus today is on merit aid, you can have a person could have $1 million in their checking account and get more financial aid than a fellow who makes $30,000 a year and doesn't have any money. The reality today is that it's more important to gear your student that they're taking the right courses, they're getting the right balance so that they're now attractive and so that for the college, so that that college wants them, and in turn they'll reduce the cost of tuition because they want you to go there, regardless of how affluent you are.
Now, because the stakes are somewhat higher these days, you know, I remember when I was going to college, you know, 15, 20 years ago, my mom filled out a couple of financial aid forms, and that was that. But these days, has the process become such that you may want to consider a college planning professional to assist you, or is it still something that you can do on your own?
Well, we've kind of hit on it, that the process is much more complex today. I'm a couple years older than you, Dave, and when I graduated Temple University, my tuition that senior year was $1,600. Now that probably won't even cover your books today.
Right.
So, and the reality is, given that you're talking about making the largest investment other than buying a house in a college education, it really unfortunately behooves every parent to make sure that they are positioning their child properly so that they can command the most, you know, money, tuition, scholarships from colleges. And that's the focus where parents should be looking at from a financial professional, not just how to invest and save for college, but more importantly, how to have your child shown as a positive light as possible so that it'll cost less to go there. That's even more important today than saving for college, which, of course, is important.
And when you're kind of screening these professionals, what should you look for in one?
Well, the key is you want to find out from them what is their background, what is their expertise in. If they just start talking about 529 plans, which is the vehicle that one does to save for college, and that's their area of expertise, well, that's not really going to help you in positioning yourself for the right college. Buzzword for me is tuition scholarships. What are they doing to help reduce the cost of you attending college? And you want references. You want to talk to previous students that they've worked with and find out for them directly how effective they were in saving these families money. So
okay.
it's about like anything else when you check out today, and it's kind of hard to do, is you really want to check out the background and references and see how effective they are. And again, it's about reducing the cost of going to college.
Sure. No, nothing like talking to a satisfied customer.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say you get that envelope back from the financial aid office and, you know, you're severely disappointed in the amount that you got. Can you appeal that award?
Absolutely. please. You know, this isn't the, even the IRS you can appeal. If you can appeal the IRS, you can appeal a college award. But the key, and this is really where a professional can enhance what you do, in appealing the award, is you need to know how to stake and make your case for why you can get more money. And a lot of times it's just it's the way that's communicated. I was able to, with a client of mine, that we had leveraged another award. We went back to the university, and just through writing one letter, my client was able to save $2,500 a year for 5 years, or $12,500, all by writing just one letter.
Well, Brian, thanks for this great information.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Dave. Always happy to participate in New Jersey Society's CPA podcast.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.